Krasovsky. Knee of Bryant White back to Josh White. He gets it at the right post, puts it up for two, and there's a foul. Josh White smiling ear to ear because he should not have gotten that ball in the first place. It literally knocked right off the knee of Bryant White, right back to him. He can't strip this stuff.
As soon as I said it was going to come down to the wire, you know, that's when everyone just went crazy. I mean, no one can hang on to the ball.
And Josh White makes the first free throw. That was a nice-looking free throw shot. 32. That would be Nate or Matt Perry. He checks back out for Brown City. Josh White's second free throw goes no good. Rebound. Lifran tips it all the way back up. Mitchell Guzzo over to Gabe Messing for three in the corner. No rebound. Marshall Lifran into the hands of Gabe Messing. And he wanted a jump ball, probably wanted a foul. And Gabe Messing kicks over to Mitchell Guzzo over to Lifran's right wing. He takes a three for himself. This one's short into the hands of Knox. Brown City ball. 39-38. A 1-point lead for Ubley with 4:40 to go in regulation in Ubley. With a loss, Brown Ubley has to share with Harbor Beach. In the East, if they win it outright. Knox, left wing. Back up to Fisher. Over to Knox for three. No good. Rebound, Baird. Right corner. Kicks it over to Bechtel, right wing. Back up to Baird. And right to the same method. Receives the pass. Brought it in with the steal. Cross the timeline. This time to get out of control in Ubley's favor. Lifran, top of the key. Over to Mitchell Guzzo. Feeds it back to Lifran, to Josh White. Nice ball movement. Hit him to Marshall Lifran with the heads-up play. Feeds it to Josh White in the right post, and it's good. And we have a full timeout coming, called by Brown City. You're doing a WLAW halfway through, exactly through the fourth quarter. Ubley leads by 3, 41-38.
Did you notice the extra day at the end of this month? February 29th is Leap Day. It only happens once every 4 years. In honor of Leap Day, Thumb Siler is having a sale so good, it only comes around once every 4 years. Make the leap to a smartphone. It's easier than ever. On Leap Day only, every smartphone in stock is marked down to just $29. That's right, the Motorola Milestone X2, just $29. The HTC Merge, just $29. The BlackBerry Curb, just $29. Smartphones valued at over $400 are marked down to just $29 for one day only. Or maybe it's time for you to make the leap to Thumb Cellular. On top of the crazy low Leap Day smartphone prices, you'll also get your voice plan for free until Memorial Day. That's 3 full months of voice service free just for making the leap to Thumb Cellular. With Thumb Cellular's unlimited smartphone data plan and 3G network, you'll be glad you did. 2-year agreement and terms of service apply. Offer good only while supplies last. This Wednesday, see Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky.
Out of the timeout, Ubley leads by 3, 41-38 with 4 minutes to go. Ubley has had 8 players score in the books for the Bearcats. Brown City 5. Ubley is led by Marshall Lifran with 16. Brown City with 12 from Andrew Knox. Brown City has it. Fisher over to Knox, the left wing. Chip pass over to Banks on the right wing. Top of the key to Fisher, moving it around as they do, with Baird at the top at the high post. Fisher over to Banks. Of the crowd coming alive, calling for the defense. Defense. 3:35 left in the fourth. And Brad Smith from the left wing post, and it goes up and good. He gets fouled on the way up. He's hanging the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Brad Smith with his first points of the night makes it a and-one situation.
Brad Smith has been going underneath the Ubley zone, and that kind of distorts it a little bit. And the Green Devils did get the ball to him, got fouled, fucking counted, and here comes the free throw, and it's up
and it's good. Brad Smith now with 3 points, ties it back up at 41 apiece. Josh White charged with the second foul. Ubley now has 6, so the rest of the way out. Brown City is shooting at least 1 free throw. Dave Messing, top of the key. Over to Mitchell Guzzo, feeds it into Marshall Lifran by a needle in the left post, and it's good. Lifran starting to power up in that left post. He now has 18 points and a 2-point lead now for the Bearcats on senior night. Mitchell Guzzo tips it out of bounds. That ball was gone from Saginaw, Michigan. Tyler Banks passes into Fisher in the backcourt, being guarded by Mitchell Guzzo. 3:05 left in the fourth, 43-41. A tight ball game. Ubley with the 2-point lead as of right now. Knocks over to Fisher, right wing, being guarded by Guzzo. Picks up his dribble, top of the D over to Baird, being guarded by Lifran, 20 feet away from the hoop. Back out to Fisher, 25 feet at the top of the key. Baird, right wing. Trying to feed it into Brad Smith, being heavily guarded by Gabe Messier. Hit it from the left side into Matt Smith. He turns through the jump shot and shoots, and it's good. Brad Smith now has 5, all coming to the fourth quarter, and it's now back tied at 43. 2.5 left.
All of a sudden, Smith is becoming a factor. He's finding that little bit of opening on the inside, and he's got a nice quick shot.
And Knox tips it away from Ubley, and it's Ubley's turnover, a steal for the Green Devils. Fisher comes across the timeline, being guarded by Guzik to the left side. In the left corner, Safair trying to feed into the hot hand Smith, being guarded by Gabe Messing with the belly button defense. And not just the belly button, a shoulder, a knee, everything in between. Banks, right wing, back up to Fisher against Guza. Back over to Banks, starting to slow things down with less than 2 to play. High ball game, 43-43. Smith dribbles down the left side. He gets double teamed by White and Lybrand. A lot of height between those two players. Gets blocked out of bounds. Ground City ball underneath their own hoop. Brad Smith can be taking it out for the Bears, for the Green Devils. Sticks it into Baird in the near corner. Back out, down to the key. The Banks. Right at the timeline. Minute 45 left. High ball game. Banks to Baird, top of the key, being guarded by Lybrand. Ubley stretching out that man-to-man defense all the way to half court. Banks over to Brad Smith, left wing, slowing things down. They want the last shot. Baird over to Banks, over to Knox. Ubley wanted to travel, none called. Smith to Baird. Drives into the lane, wide open. Can he get on the arm call? On the floor, though, against Ubley, that's Ubley's 5th foul of the half, so no free throws yet. And that's going to be on number 22, Mitchell Guza. That's his 2nd. And the free throw from Baird is up and good. That's the 7th team foul, excuse me. So Baird now is 11 points. 2nd free throws up and good. And now Brown City has a 2-point lead. A couple substitutions coming in for Ubley. Nick Sweeney and Austin Drake check back in.
These are two bona fide 3-point shooters also.
45-43. Brown City leads with 2 points with a minute 20 to go in the 4th quarter. Ubley on senior night, trailing by 2. Nick Sweeney, right wing, being guarded by Knox. Sweeney slows things back up, right at midcourt, over to Drake, back to Sweeney, over to Drake, left wing. Over to Mitchell, Gabe Messing, back to Drake, left wing.
Less than a minute to go.
Gabe Messing in the corner, off to Drake. They're going for the last shot now. Nick Sweeney's wide open at the right wing. They don't get it to him, though. Off to Drake, left wing. They're leaving Sweeney wide open. 45 seconds left in the 4th quarter. Ubley trails by 2, 43-45 to Brown City. Sweeney, right wing. No one wants to shoot. Sweeney's not sure what to do with it. Starts to dribble around the arc. Back to Pickla. And Pickla calls the timeout. Very wise choice by the head coach, and it's a full timeout. You're tuned to WLAW. 34 seconds left. Ubley trails by 2, 43-45 to Brown City.
Have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Right now, save $40 when you purchase a pair of Napa Quick Struts. Special pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. Ubley Motor Service has a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust a pit crew at Ubley Motor Service. And good luck, Ubley Bearcats.
The best way to describe this one, holy cow. 34 seconds left. Ubley trails by 2, 43-45. We couldn't ask for a much better game here in the last regular season game for Ubley.
Now, Ubley called timeout, and you know, I'm kind of wondering exactly what they were doing in the first place. They have two guys in the wing that are normally 3-point shooters, and Marshall Lifebrand, of course, at the point. Is that what they're going to be going for, is the 3-point shot? In the last 34 seconds? I don't think so. I mean, I think they'd be going down deep with Josh White.
Lybrand has it top deep, picked set by Josh White. Nick Sweeney in the right corner. 27 seconds left. Back up to the right wing is Sweeney. Over to Lybrand, top of the key. They want that ball in his hands to end this one. He